This is WNCW's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. Making sense of the Mission Health Blue Cross North Carolina dispute, recently written and reported by the Asheville Citizen Times, Mark Barrett, who covers state and federal politics and government. Mark, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Take us back, if you would, to the month of July when Mission made a decision about Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and tell us why.
Mission, on July 5th, gave Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina formal notice that it was terminating its contract with Blue Cross. Mission Health, most people know them, of course, as they have a couple big hospitals in Asheville, but they have a total of 7 hospitals in western North Carolina. They employ about 20% of the physicians in the region, and they've got a lot of their healthcare facilities as well. Basically, what happened is both sides say they negotiated for several months. Blue Cross wanted Mission to agree to a contract which would call for no increase in the amount that Blue Cross pays Mission for treating its insurance policyholders for a year. Mission says its costs are going up, things like labor, drugs, medical devices, that sort of thing, and it can't deal with no increase at all. So Mission said their choice was to either agree to that, or if they just let the existing contract run, that would mean no increase. On July 5th, they gave notice that in 3 months, they'd be ending that relationship.
What does Blue Cross and Blue Shield say on their side in this matter? What justifies what they think should happen?
They say that people are having a hard time affording the higher cost of health care and, by extension, the higher cost of insurance. They say that about 40-some hospitals out of the 110 around the state have already agreed to this arrangement, a similar contract, that they can't see any reason that Mission shouldn't do the same.
There's one simple statement you made. You had a great video piece that went along with your story, I noticed, online, and you said that this is all about money.
Yes, it is. It's interesting because both these organizations are nonprofits, but they still have to balance their books. We don't know exactly how far apart either side is. These agreements typically run 2 or 3 years. As I said, Blue Cross is offering no increase in reimbursement rates the first year. We don't know how much they would be willing to give in increases the second and or third year of the contract. Mission hasn't said either. They say that their existing contract with Blue Cross limits how much they can talk about this. A couple things they've said has indicated that they would like to get an increase somewhere in the single digits, on a percentage basis, or middle single digits, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7%, somewhere in that ballpark. Blue Cross says, well, we got to draw the line somewhere, and this is where we're going to draw it.
When it comes down to Blue Cross and Blue Shield, they are the leading provider in the state, are they not? And do you know about just an idea of what those numbers are as far as how many they provide for in this day and time?
I can't bring to mind the number for the state right off the top of my head, but in western North Carolina, 16 or 17 mountain counties, they insure a little more than 250,000 people. I think it's 260,000. They are far and away the largest private insurer in the state, state employees, just folks at all sorts of workplaces. And Mission, as I've already said, they are by far the largest healthcare institution in western North Carolina. So pardon the phrase, it's a clash of type. Mission has 12,000 employees throughout the region.
It's WNCW's More to the Story. Our guest this week from the Asheville Citizen Times is Mark Barrett, as we talk about Mission Health Blue Cross and their dispute here in North Carolina. Mark, how will this affect the average person with Blue Cross and Blue Shield?
Like most, maybe all commercial insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield reimburses more of the cost for people who go to providers within their network. In other words, providers that have a reimbursement agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield than they do for care at providers outside the network. And the details are going to vary by policy, but it's pretty common for, say, an insurer to pay 80 or 90% of the cost of visiting your physician if they are in the Blue Cross network, and maybe 60 or 70% if they're outside it. And there also typically are higher deductibles and, you know, limits on how much somebody has to pay out of pocket or co-pays if you go outside the network. Again, I don't want to generalize too much. There are, you know, there may be some variation in that from policy to policy. But the simple answer is you're going to pay more if you go to a doctor who is employed by Mission or if you go to a Mission hospital for some sort of procedure or care.
And I know that was one of the parts you brought up in your story was, say, someone's main doctor works for Mission. They need an operation or procedure done there, and then they're left in those circumstances.
They're attached to their doctors as well. They should be. And folks are not happy with the prospect of paying more to see someone that they have a relationship with. There are a few instances where this won't apply, and the big one that I should mention is emergency care. If you are having a heart attack and you need to go to the emergency room right away, don't worry about what your insurance is going to cover, because emergency care is always considered to be in-network.
And getting ready to wrap up, we just want to ask you, what does the near future look like on this matter?
It's hard to say. I think the two sides probably will start talking again. Blue Cross NC has a policy whereby once a provider gives a notice of termination, then they will no longer negotiate with them. But what happens on the 5th, you know, at midnight Wednesday or the end of the day Wednesday, the existing contract expires. So Blue Cross NC says, well, that policy will no longer apply. The hope at least is that the two sides can start talking after that. What the chances are of them getting something figured out is, you know, that's tough to say. Both sides seem to be pretty well entrenched, but there's also some pressure on them to come to an agreement.
Mission Health and their many hospitals of Western North Carolina, including two in Asheville and Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Been very interesting to try to break this down with a man who's been keeping a close eye on it. Again, it's the state and federal political and government reporter of the Asheville Citizen-Times, Mark Barrett. Mark, thank you for your time.
Enjoyed it, Paul. Thank you.
More to the stories are also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.